Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 13, we were taught that the bodies of animals offered for sin were burned outside the camp, just as Jesus was crucified for our sins outside the gates of the city. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Believers have a better altar and sacrifice. They which serve the tabernacle have no right to the blood of Christ, since they are going back to the type instead of the reality, showing a lack of true faith in Christ, a lack of true faith in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that takes us to verse 11. He says there, "For the bodies of those beasts, whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin, are burned without the camp." Now, again, he's telling us the bodies of the beasts were taken without the camp. They weren't eaten, as they would have been with the sweet savor and other offerings. Now, when he says without the camp, he is speaking of the children of Israel in the wilderness. Now, in Jesus' day, it was outside the walls of Jerusalem. He was slain outside the city walls on a hill of shame. Outside the gate, Jesus is hanging on a rugged tree, proclaimed the true sin offering. He is forsaken of God as under the curse of sin. But that was necessary. Totally necessary for our atonement. These Hebrew Christians are being told that instead of going back, go without the camp and bear reproach with the Lord Jesus Christ. We could summarize the twofold message of the book of Hebrews as within the veil, fellowship with Christ, and then without the camp, witness for Christ. Within the veil, fellowship with Christ. Without the camp, witness for Christ. Jesus, for the sole purpose of sanctifying his people with his blood, suffered without the camp. And that's what verse 12 is teaching us. He says, "Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate." Now, sanctification simply means to make holy. We are, through the blood of Christ, set aside unto God to be made holy. Now, understand, even if I wanted to be saved, without the blood of Christ, I couldn't be saved. I couldn't approach God without the blood of Christ. That's why it was necessary for him to apply his blood at the mercy seat in heaven. That's why it was so necessary for him to do that, because I can't even come unto God except by him. Oh, my friend, the incarnation of the Lord Jesus Christ was so important. That virgin birth was of utmost importance, because even if we wanted to be saved, we could not approach unto a holy, righteous God without that atoning blood to cover us and to seek his salvation. The failure of the legal system is manifested here in our passage. The law was weak through the flesh because of our sinful flesh. It couldn't fulfill the law. We are depraved. Nothing could improve the man in the flesh so as to make him acceptable unto God. Put man under the most favorable conditions, as was Adam in the garden. The mind of the flesh is still not subject to the law of God, and neither can it be, as Romans chapter 8, verse 7 teaches. That is why we're given a new nature. The Lord doesn't clean up the old man. He creates in us a new man, a new creature, a new creation, and therefore old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. This blood of Jesus sanctifies in that it positions us in Christ before God. And it helps to develop personal holiness in our day-to-day living. Going forth without the camp, verse 13 is next, speaks of both our commitment to Christ and our separation from the world. Let's read that verse. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. Now understand, God would have us choose sides. Lukewarm people are spewed out. My friend, the very essence of Christianity includes that we bear his reproach. Many of you listening to me may have come from Christ-dishonoring religious systems. Systems that may have claimed to be Christian, but were really cultic. They put new revelation or the pronouncements of the church over the Bible, over the Word of God. And in that sense, they cast out Christ. You have a responsibility to share Christ's reproach and meet him on the ground of which he also chose outside the camp. Even if the ones you love and come to rescue from hell think, my, man, you've gone off your rocker. We are separated from, but we are also separated unto. We are separated from the world and the flesh, but we're separated unto Jesus Christ and his righteousness. We are separated unto Christ, the gospel, and the entire Word of God. Ours is not a life to try to justify the flesh, but ours is to walk in the Spirit of God. These Hebrew Christians who are being addressed were being ostracized by the Jewish people. It was their ethnic heritage, their religious history, and their cultural identity. For us as Christians, it is similar in that becoming a Christian may mean you end up having old friends and maybe family who will sever ties with you if you continue to live for the Lord Jesus Christ and you continue to in the holy way of life. And so the greater thought is that we go on. We don't stop. We go on throughout the rest of our life bearing his reproach. Too often when speaking of doctrines that true Christians should revere as major doctrines that should never be compromised, the doctrine of separation is left out. But my friend, the doctrine of separation being left out is left out by men, not by God. Do you realize there is absolutely nothing in God's Word which can be classified as not important? There are people today say, oh, look now, the deity of Christ is very important, and the virgin birth, and creation, the six-day creation, and they have a list of, some have five, some have six, some have seven, some even have 10, things from God's Word that just cannot be compromised. Let me tell you this. If there's a truth in God's Word and somebody tells me to ignore that truth because it's a minor truth for the sake of unity, for the sake of not offending a group that believes differently, then I have offended God greatly if I do that. Never, never compromise God's word for peace with the world. Jesus said, in the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. He's overcome the world. So my friend, never let anybody categorize the truth from God's word as, well, yeah, that's true, but it's not that important. God wouldn't put it in there if it wasn't important, and he wouldn't have preserved it. When he said that not one jot or tittle would pass away, when he said that heaven and earth pass away before even one jot or tittle, one dot of the I or the cross of T, when he said that not one of that would pass, that heaven and earth pass, that tells me that all his truth was very important to him. Now let's look at verses 14 and 15, and we'll see the total commitment of body, mind, and soul to Christ, trusting him wholly, not looking back on what we left. Now in verse 14, he says, for here have we no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Now I like that. We're seeking a city whose builder and maker is God, is what it comes down to. And that's what we're reminded of in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 10. Galatians 4 verse 26 says, but Jerusalem which is above is free, which is the mother of us all. So we are priests of the sanctuary because he's made us priests and kings. But it is a heavenly sanctuary. Our altar is the golden altar of Christ. And so verse 15 says, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Well, my friend, our thanksgiving is about what we have in Christ Jesus. We don't have that old altar they had in the Old Testament tabernacle, the wilderness. We don't have that altar that they had in the temple, because now that altar is no longer of any essence, because the great sacrifice for all sin for all time has been made, and he rose from the dead. And therefore, those that want to live by that altar have no part of our altars, verse 10 speaks, because they're clinging to the old altar. Now it's time to cling to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.